At the end of October, visitors to America may notice something a little strange going on. If the average home doesn't look as welcoming as it could, it's just part of a growing phenomenon in America, the celebration of Halloween. On October 31st, children all over the country will don costumes and go house to house saying the words, "Trick or treat," so people will give them candy.
Trick or treat!
The celebration dates back to Celtic rituals where people tried to scare away spirits. In the U.S., the first citywide Halloween celebration was recorded in the northern state of Minnesota in 1921. The holiday's popularity is growing fast.
Please do not throw the entrance, okay?
According to the National Retail Federation, nearly two-thirds of Americans plan on celebrating Halloween this year, up from just over half the country last year. Ellen Davis, the Federation spokesperson, says that's because people don't view the holiday as just one day anymore.
It's an entire month-long or even season-long celebration, and as a result, more people are getting in on Halloween activities, and we're also seeing many businesses like theme parks and orchards creating activities around the Halloween theme.
Cox Farms in the state of Virginia is one of those places. Hundreds of children pour into the farm every day during the fall to go on hay rides, enjoy Halloween-themed games, and of course, pick out the perfect pumpkin. The growing interest in the holiday has been anything but scary for American businesses. Consumers are expected to spend nearly $5 billion on Halloween this year. That's nearly $2 billion more than in 2005. That money will be spent mainly on a combination of costumes, candy, and decorations. Davis says Hollywood often influences costume choices as well.
The most popular Halloween costume for kids this year, girls, princess is big, and for boys, pirates are big. We find that pop culture tends to dictate what many of us want to be for Halloween. And this year, because of the success of Pirates of the Caribbean, a lot of kids want to be a pirate this year.
Even the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. is getting in on the celebration. Matt O'Lear, zoo spokesperson, says the zoo sold out 18,000 tickets to come to their annual Halloween event where kids dress up, but they're not the only ones getting treats.
The animals do get treats. We give pumpkins to the elephants and the pygmy hippos and the Nile hippo and some of the other animals. And here in the Great Ape House, they get some treats as well.
And of course, the kids get to act like animals. But the most important thing about Halloween is that everyone has some fun getting a little bit scared. Laura Ellsworth, Voice of America, Washington.